Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You're leaving a slice of life on the table.
Covered in little stuff, like a lot of cheese mites.
Yeah. Oh, dude, don't even tell me about
that's
that shit,
true,
dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a good point.
Come on, dude.
It's mold.
I don't, that's why I can't watch any documentaries about anything, anything about food, anything we're ingesting.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't live my life. Now that I know about eye mites, I can't unsee eye mites.
Ew.
Anytime I do a Chinese impression, I just see the mites. Like, ew. I can see them.
These are cheese
I might
mites.
Cultivate mine. I might try to build an eye bug colony.
A farm.
That'd be nice as hell if I just had two little ant farms on my face at all times.
That's what it looks like with your glasses.
I'm going to get double pane glasses. And have the sickest I might farm ever.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rhino Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, yo, God. This is crazy.
Yay. Yay, yay.
What's up, baby boys?
It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Coming at you like Cleopatra. What's up, Zachy?
How you doing, buddy? It's going.
It's going.
Yep.
It's going.
Yep.
We're going, babies. It's Monday. It's a real ass Monday. What's up, baby boys? I'm very excited about today's show. We have a great show, but none of our guests are here yet.
Doug's here. Doug was peeing out his dick. He's back.
Doug's peeing out his dick. No, Doug's here. Doug's the fucking man. Butterly's supposed to be on the show. Butterly's going to be on the show, but he is running like 45 minutes late.
Wasn't he in Newark last night?
I don't know.
He was at the sumo thing.
I have no idea.
He's I know, because I had to cancel.
So then
I was competing.
Thank you for beating me to it. Then we called Sabrina Piper, because she lives in the neighborhood. She said, yeah, I'll be there. She's not here yet.
Yeah, can't trust the broads to be on time.
Coming from
her tits are right here, by the way. Her tits are yeah. She's 5 minutes behind.
They took a full floor to get here.
All the rest of her, tell her we're good.
Leave the part we all want to see. Rest of can stay home.
So we have three guests on today's Real Ass Podcast. Shout out to everyone watching live in the racist live chat. All the subscribers in the Gas Digital land. Thank you guys for subscribing. You guys are the fucking shit, dude. The brand new Gas Digital, brand new apps, iPhone, Android, and everything else. I think we are like 3 months straight of not a single stream dropping. Am I testing the fucking gods right now? Am I testing the podcast gods?
Pod gods? How is that not a show?
It's Rogan, Adam Curry, it's fucking
Mark Maron.
Yeah, who else would be a
Adam
pod
Carolla.
God?
Carolla.
Ricky Gervais.
These are all pod gods. The fucking
is he
pod
still
gods.
At it, Ricky
Actually,
Gervais?
Fuck all of them. I'm a better podcaster than every one of them. No offense, Joe. I want to come back on your show, but I'm fucking genuinely the best in the world. That all those guys who are considered like the fucking forefathers of podcasting, there was five of them. The five fathers of podcasting, damn, that was a good fucking joke, dude. I'm fucking coming out on fire today. Wow, what a mood I'm in. Shout out to everyone in the Race Live Chat. If you guys are not subscribed, please go subscribe. We do a bonus episode of this show every week that you only get if you subscribe to Gas Digital. It's available to subscribers in both video and audio form. You guys also get over 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere else. All the archives, the on-demand library, you unlock over 1,000 episodes, all ad-free and uncensored. And you get access to the Racist Live Chat. Amy Winehouse's baby's daddy in the Racist Live Chat says, Shannon doesn't have nips. Luis Rodriguez says, I will suck on those tits for days.
Talking about me.
BSO says Shannon got those 6-inch areolas. This is a great topic.
It's not true.
Not in that red outfit you had on the other night. They
Shannon, we actually got to see your fucking nipples, which is
Big J got to see up close, by the way. Because before the show started, I was very nervous about them showing, and he's like, actually, I think I can see. Let me look.
Fucking King Big J. Hell yeah, dude. And the King Big J.
And he said that they were tiny and pink.
Yeah, they are. Shannon, I'm telling you right now, how close are you to an OnlyFans at this point?
I'm not.
Not even slightly close.
Not at all.
Just
what
things
if the
like
rank
that.
Goes up?
Suggestive stuff and feet. Just that. Right there.
No, and you know why?
Why?
Because tonight,
your dad's alive still.
He is alive. Tonight, premiering on Gas Digital at 10:30 p.m. Eastern,
the
will
exclusive
be
show.
The first ever exclusive TTI Power Hour featuring Luis J. Gomez.
She spelled it wrong. It's TITS Power Hour.
And I think that they're going to do so well that I don't need to do an OnlyFans.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, that's the name of the game here at Gas Digital is exclusive content, and that Power Hour is fucking wild. It's live tonight, 10:30 p.m. So, yeah.
Now, Shannon, are you afraid to do an OnlyFans? Because that's like being a waitress at a strip club. Where you're like, in a month, we know you're going to be on that stage.
I'm just not comfortable, like, heavily sexualizing stuff.
Shannon, but when you fucking do it right, it's great.
It's sometimes, artistic.
So here's the thing. There's like 7 or 8 moments where Shannon turns into a fucking dime piece. Like, just, but there's moments. Yeah. Like, for the past decade. There's like 7 or 8. There was 1 second, she's hot, and then, like, well, she's Shannon again. But the Raises Live Chat captures those moments. There's the one little kitten, where she's wearing the kitten outfit. There, yep. She's, and then the one in that red shirt was fucking wild. Shannon, you could fucking, if we got you a photographer, I'll be your photographer.
We've had this conversation.
The exact conversation. Yes. I really am a fucking pervert.
Is your dad in good health, Shannon?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay. Fuck. What if we kill your father?
You're not close to him.
What if we kill him?
No.
Guys, if you kill Shannon's father, she will do OnlyFans.
No, he's a talent.
Or if we just call him and say you started one.
That's true.
My daughter.
Would he actually care? Would he be really upset? Like, not because you're showing it now. You got the feet out there. You got the tits out there on an SDR show. At this point, it's all out there. Why not monetize? Monetize, monetize, monetize.
I know. He would not love that.
Wow.
How much did you make off the fart jaws?
I think $100.
See?
Oof.
Oh, you're selling yourself short, Shannon.
That's terrible.
I'm my greenie.
Some bitch sold her bathwater for $100 a jar. A fart only got you $100.
Does your dad know about that?
The fart jars? No.
No, he doesn't know that.
He was the one who made
stuff.
The meal. Blasting a fucking
Why don't you do what Kim Congdon does and do like a fucking Patreon, and then it's just be suggestive stuff on Patreon. So you're not actually on OnlyFans, but you can still monetize your own fucking sexy photos on Patreon. All the shit you won't show on Instagram. I like this.
And people are just going to screenshot that.
Yeah.
And
yes, I am. Get out of my head, Shannon. Bitches over here reading minds now.
Get out of my DMs with Lewis, Shannon.
Ah, shit. Well, look, we have a great show planned today. I guess we're going to do... I was going to give... Sabrina did say she was going to be 5 minutes late, and that was okay. But now at this point, she's 7 minutes late. I feel like we got to just start plugs and get our show going. I'm not giving her any more time. You miss the plugs, you miss the plugs. It is what it is. Tis what it is. Doug Yurum.
Follow me on Instagram at TheDougYurum. I'm at the Grizzly Pair every Thursday. I'll be at the Comedy Dojo on the 24th. When does this come out?
This is out right now live on Guest.
Oh, there's yeah. So little... this Saturday. Come out to the Comedy of Morris Plains, New Jersey.
Sick. Zach?
I will also be in New Jersey on the 24th in Bloomfield. I've got a ticket link in my bio on Instagram. It's Zach is not funny. Go check it out.
Oh.
Live dates coming up, guys. The Mediocre Tour is fucking going strong, doggies. I'll tell you right now. I got Tampa coming up next on the tour, February 29th through March 2nd with Tim Butterly. When he gets here, we could have promoted this together. It would have been great. Going to be a great show. I'm pretty sure all these shows are going to sell out. This is going to be a big fucking weekend. Butterly is a fucking killer. So come out to these shows. Then March 8th and 9th, Des Moines, Iowa. For the first time ever, never been. Let's fucking fill these up. I have no idea how ticket sales are going. I have no idea if I have a single fan in Des Moines. Come the fuck out, Des Moines. Then Providence, Rhode Island Comedy Connection, March 14th through 16th. The Vogel in Red Bank, New Jersey on March 22nd, March 23rd. Potsdam, PA, Soul Joles. And then just added to the website, I'm going to be in Philadelphia. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Next in Line Comedy Series. I don't know if it's a club or what it is. Is that a club?
I have no idea
what it is. It's going to be my birthday weekend, though. We're doing a live podcast on Thursday the 28th. Me and Zach Amico plus special guest Tim Butterly. And then me and Zach are doing stand-up comedy shows on Friday and Saturday. And then hopefully We're going to be having a bunch of great special guests from Philly, St. Louis, San Diego, Denver, Seattle, all these up now. And I'm adding dates every single week. So keep on checking back at lewisofskanks.com to grab those tickets. Come see me live. It's all brand new material. All my new material is the best shit I've ever written. You guys are going to fucking love it. It's fucking, it's very fucked up. Fucked up shit. And then, yeah, check out the regs. New regs coming out tomorrow. Check out Legion of Skanks. Lots of stuff happening in my life, doggies.
You got gifts?
Oh, 420 is Skankfest tickets.
Hmm. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, 420, yeah. It's going to be a good time. Yeah, we do have gifts. You know what? Let's open some of these gifts. I haven't gotten fucking gifts in a very, very long time. Gas Digital Studios, 151 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10003, number 311, box number 311. That's not our address, by the way. People sometimes will post like an image of that. And it like it's a fucking public mailbox. They're like, dude, look at the Gas Digital Studios, because there's a door with like graffiti on it. They're like, look at what they're fucking. There's no better here, by the way. There is graffiti on our door too. There it is. Doesn't look any better outside of our doors, but that's not the door. You're not finding us. There's no fucking threat, you pussies.
I think when you look up the address, it says the same thing.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people go there by accident.
Oh, they show up. That's where swastikas get drawn to this poor Asian lady's mailbox.
They wish me good fortune.
It's good rock.
Oh, my favorite symbol. Oh, we
just
love,
like Hitler.
We love.
Oh, you forgot how to draw Windows 98 logo.
So yeah, we do have gifts.
It's a loading screen.
We do have gifts. See you later, Ralphie. Well, this is. Do I read the name?
Wait, these are from random people.
These
you don't
some
know
random people.
From?
I have no idea, dude.
Get
this
the
could
fuck
be
out of here.
You think it's gonna be a bomb or?
Yeah, there's some crazy. You got crazy bastards following you and shit.
No, they're not gonna hurt me, dude. You think they'd hurt me? I don't think so.
Let me go outside.
Somebody sent me one. I think it was supposed to be a glitter bomb, but I opened it up and went, "This is full of glitter," and I just got rid of it.
Zach, is this a pipe bomb? Because it feels. I don't know what a pipe bomb is, but that's a pipe.
Let
it's
me
heavy.
See.
I would say this is a smoking lamp.
It says specifically
shake it
to for Lewis to open during rap.
Oh fuck!
Like if you're gonna kill me, they want to see it.
Jesus
here.
Christ!
Feel this. This is a pipe bomb.
Oh my fucking Christ! Yeah, that's a fucking gun.
Is no.
I think it's a pipe. I
a
think
gun would
I
be fucking sick, dude. You want to send me if you want to send me illegal guns through the mail? That's wrong. Dude, that's wrong, and you shouldn't do it. But that'd be fucking sick, dude. That's
yeah, I think it's completely safe. Doug, you open it.
Shake it around a little bit. Slam it on the floor.
Yeah. Why is this ticking?
It smells like gunpowder.
Let me see here. What is it? Let's see. Somebody says, Grace's live chat says it's a dildo.
It kind of feels like that too, but that's a heavy dildo.
Bacon Drum
says
yeah, that's a real
they
heavy
are
dildo.
Bigger. A pipe bomb is much bigger. Okay.
That's
right,
not true. This day and age, he's talking about 80s pipe bombs.
Bacon the Drum says, give me a reason to not kill all of you. You can't. We already said it's one of the only rules in the racist live chat is threatening people. Is that one of the rules? What are the rules now at this point? No threatening, no doxing, no spamming, no child porn, no threat, no harassing the producers. That's really it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me wait. Honestly, let's wait till Sabrina gets in here because it's a pipe bomb and she doesn't die. Everyone's going to be like, what the fuck? You couldn't wait 1 minute?
She gets lucky and doesn't get maimed.
Sabrina Piper.
What's up, girl? Thank you for being here.
Oh, she got one titty popping out.
Hey, how are you?
One nipple is actually exposed, folks. It's you're seeing areola. Don't fix it. No, don't fix it. She knows what she did. She knows what she did.
She had to make an entrance. She feels bad for being late, so she's like, "Oh shit, bad. I'm late." Oh, look at that.
I'm pretty sure we can see. I'm pretty sure we can see areola.
No,
what do
you? No, you can't.
It's not a bad thing, Sabrina. That's actually a style of art these days.
How are you?
Hi guys. What's up?
How are you, darling?
Good. How are you? Sorry, I'm late again. I'm like, oh no. Last time I was late, I was like, I'll never be called.
No, no, we love you. You're the best, Sabrina, and you're local
too,
so you get here quickly.
I know.
We do love that.
Closer.
You gotta be a little closer to Doug. I know. Unfortunately. So look, we're opening gifts right now.
How are you?
Here it
how
is.
I missed you.
Sabrina, this chance is a pipe bomb. I waited just for
oh,
you.
Oh, cool.
I was nervous.
I love stuff with my name in it.
Bomb. Oh, I know exactly. Oh, this is.
What the fuck?
Ooh, I'm mad.
Oh, no.
Ooh, I'm mad.
Oh, no.
I'm livid. Now, it's not making me as mad as it could make me, but it's fucking pissing me off, guys. Oh.
I have no clue what it is, but I'm excited.
Oh, I hate big screws. I hate a big old screw. Oh, it makes me mad.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, what is this for? What is this for?
It's for like a giant gear.
It's like it's for like a giant's reading glasses.
Well, you already have a couple loose up there, so they're just adding.
Right on my own.
I think
show.
A fan's trying to suggest you go into the Carrot Top world of comedy.
It's to rebuild your heart, Lewis.
Oh, dude. Oh, I'm screwed.
I'm screwed. Oh,
I hate this. I hate this fucking screw. It has to sit on the table forever.
Dude, look at that.
You know when you
thing.
Really need to get a nut?
I fucking hate
gotta get
it.
A big nut off.
So, people that don't know, maybe there's some new fans here that don't know what this is. I talked recently or a while ago about how you go to these super malls, like the Palisades Center Mall, or it was actually the American Dream Mall, the one that I went
to.
Oh,
that shithole.
And they're massive. They're massive structures. And when they put them together, if you look, there's these huge screws.
Yeah.
Like just massive, like gigantic screws and bolts that are like designed for like just some sort of freaky giant land. It drives me out of my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know why they make them. And this guy sent me a giant
Let me see.
Screw. But this one's not as big as the ones in the mall, doggy.
Dude, that thing is
looks
fucking
like you can kind of like sit on it.
This
you
one
know?
You could fucking murder somebody
dude,
with.
That's
dude,
that's a fucking.
This is a weapon.
Keep
right
that
here,
in the
dude.
Back seat of your car.
That is.
Yeah. Oh, it's a amazing. Certain be good screw. I got it.
Where do I slav in the racist live chat? Says Lewis, it's a bolt, not a screw. It's a bolt. This
is
a
it
screw.
It is a bolt, yeah.
It's a screw, dude.
What's the difference?
That.
It's big. Oh, I see. I see. So the bolt.
Yeah, there's
okay,
screw.
There's no screwdriver.
Yeah.
Okay.
You actually need a socket wrench. A massive fucking socket wrench to get this fucker in.
Yeah, that thing's big.
That dude. Thing is fucked.
Sabrina, how's it taste?
How's it smell?
Let me sit on it.
All right. That's a look, it's a solid gift.
It's
I fucking
funny.
Like it. I like it. It's not
it's
bad.
Ribbed. It's perfect.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank KingPalm.com for supporting today's show. We love KingPalm.com. They make the best all-natural blunt wrap in the world. If you guys want to take all of the BS out of rolling your own blunts, King Palm has you guys covered. They have different sizes, different flavors. Really, really great product that makes rolling a blunt that much easier.
They have rollable wraps, hemp cones up to the size of a full cigar, and all the essential smoking accessories you could ever need, including my favorite, the flavor pods. That's right. Ooh, flavor pods. You pop a little thing at the end of it, and it tastes like red velvet cake. So you can have your dessert and smoke it, too.
Oh, yeah. Now, go right now to kingpalm.com and save 20% off with the promo code REALASS, all one word, REALASS, or you can find them at any 7-Eleven. Once again, that's kingpalm.com. Use that promo code REALASS for 20% off. All right, where were we? All right, we have one more gift here, and then we're going to get into
oh,
these
geez,
stories.
That one makes me nervous.
That's kind of cute. Looks like
it's
a wedding
a
gift a little bit.
It's all packaged up.
It's like a
it.
Cleveland
Let's
package see. Bomb.
That's sweet.
What do we got here?
Oh, God. The cookies.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. What is this?
Oh, my God.
President. What is this?
Hitler.
Is that a board game?
It's Secret Hitler. Oh,
oh it really is Hitler.
Hitler,
oh, it's Secret
yeah.
Hitler. Oh, is,
wow.
I think this is like Mafia.
Is it like Secret Santa?
Right? Is this like Mafia, Secret Hitler? I think that's what it is. Wow. Which is fucking awesome. I'm going to play this
that
with my
cool.
son.
Who gets a lampshade?
This is fucking... So one person has to be Hitler and everyone else is Jews? Is that what this game is? Tell me that's what it
we
is.
We should play it right now.
Let me see.
Tim Butterly's coming in and there are five people here.
Gotta read the back.
I've heard of this game before. Shannon, what? Give me... Is there a breakdown of what Secret Hitler is on...
Doug, share it with
By the way, I didn't even look at who it was
Secret
from.
Secret Hitler is a dramatic game of political intrigue and betrayal set in 1930s Germany. Players are secretly divided into two teams, liberals and fascists. That's the same thing. No one only do each other the fascist coordinates.
It's called Brooklyn 2024.
Yeah, exactly. All blonde-haired, multicolored dykes. To sow distrust and install their cold-blooded leader. The liberals must find and stop the secret Hitler before it's too late.
Can I always be Hitler? Is that possible? When I show up at the game, I'm going to have my mustache fucking shaven.
I wonder who the secret is. You just have the little mustache between your oh, look, it's in there.
Oh,
they have a mustache?
Adorable.
No, they don't have a mustache.
That's the mustache.
I call Hitler
They
now.
Give you a mustache? Dude, this game rules.
Got
glasses. There's a gun, too. So do you
there
kill yourself
gun.
In the end? Is that like...
There's bullets. This is a great game.
I love it. I'm excited. I'm fucking pumped.
Looking poison.
Very cool. Thank you very much for the gifts. I love the gifts. Keep them coming. We had no from. Who was that from, Shannon? Who was the bolt from?
There was a little card.
There was a card?
You guys said nothing on the card. It's just
really
for the Real S podcast.
Oh. No, I don't know.
That's it. These are secret
That's
gifts.
That's definitely
please.
From a man.
The more gifts, the better.
And there's no swastika on the box.
Kind of
it's not authentic.
No swastika on probably
the for the best.
I went and saw Wonka last night.
Who's that? Oh, the fucking movie. Oh, yeah.
Who's that? Did you got a problem?
Who's this bitch?
That should really be the tagline. Wonka, the fucking movie.
Stupid fucking
I went and saw Wonka, and I will tell you right now, I loved it. Fucking loved it. Thought it was great. I thought I was going to hate it. We went to go see it. My son was like, oh, there's mixed reviews. His mom didn't want to go see it with him because it was mixed reviews. So I kind of went into it with a little expectation. Fucking great.
Well, she lives in the chocolate factory.
Come on, Tucky. Come on. It's it was fucking great. People are like, oh, it's a musical, it's gay. It's like, no, the first Willy Wonka movie.
Malt liquor wallpaper tastes like malt liquor.
Dude, the people are complaining about it being a musical. The first Charlie and Chocolate Factory movie was a musical.
Yeah,
it's a genuine prequel. It was fucking adorable. It was great. The songs were great. The guy who played Willy Wonka was great.
Timothy Chalamet.
Who is that? I keep on hearing this guy's name. Is he dating somebody hot?
Kylie Jenner. Good for you,
Wonka.
Oh, Kylie Jenner.
Good for you, Wonka.
Wonka's getting piped by Kylie Jenner.
He's getting piped by her. Okay.
Or he's piping her?
Maybe,
is that
probably.
How do you do that?
She might have a dick.
Yeah, dude. Mm. Yeah, he. Good for him.
Like
did
her
he fucking
father,
killed
just
it?
Like
yeah,
her father.
Exactly.
And then what's his name playing the Takes Oompa it. Loompa?
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant is a fucking Oompa Loompa.
He's the only Oompa Loompa.
No way.
Good for you, Timothy Chalamet. You fucking. I would not expect him to have because he's like a dweeb in the movie. Yeah.
Call me by your name. He's the gay kid.
I don't know what the fuck any of this is.
He's not gay,
dude. This kid's crushing fucking ass,
oh,
dude.
He also he was like giving chlamydia to girls at NYU when he went a few years ago. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh good. Yeah. Hold on.
I kind of like him more now.
He's fun.
Man.
He's fun.
Oh, where'd it go, guys? Are you kidding me, guys? It's the only button we need.
That's what's up. And you want me to do it?
No, dude. Oh. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Is real ass dude gone? No, it's not.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Giving chlamydia to bitches at NYU.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. After Call Me By Your Name, he went to NYU as a freshman. And
he was already an actor.
And
he was getting so much pussy.
What a fucking...
Do you know,
yes, dude.
How come nobody else has thought to do that?
I don't understand how I never spread chlamydia through the world.
The Sprouse Brothers did that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You guys know who the Sprouse Brothers are? A little too old.
I went to NYU with Haley Joel Osment. I assume he was getting some...
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
yeah, because he was already in like what fucking? That's a kid from Sixth Sense. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like Al Borland.
Yeah, he looks like a big fat hillbilly. Now. He keeps getting those parts where he's just a fat hick and a landowner.
Is that confirmed? Pull up Timothy Chalamet chlamydia, guys. From now on, when we're talking about stories. Pull up the stories.
I have the story up.
Can you not give me an attitude?
I have the story up. You're just
attacking
me for
no reason.
Pull
it up and fucking not fucking give me an attitude.
Shannon gets
loud. I know gossip. I might not have the right STD.
Let's
it might
see.
Be gonorrhea.
To see if it's real.
Something
or not.
Curable.
It's
should be cancer.
Curable, yeah.
Whatever I'm saying.
You can share that.
Let's see.
He's
what
not
does it
gay.
Say? There's a rumor that he spread chlamydia across NYU campus. What is this?
Yeah, what site is this?
What are we looking at?
Well, you guys have to also remember, I was in school when he was in school. I wasn't at NYU, but like we're the same age.
Yeah, right. So you were in the chlamydia circle together.
Unfortunately, this is how I tell you guys how I know firsthand.
Shannon, I don't want to read this. Just give me tell me if it's fucking confirmed. I can't read a weird thing. I have no idea. It's a tiny ass fucking.
Yeah, that was some weird. Like
just
Perez
take my gossip
shit.
For fact.
Yeah,
it's all saying rumors.
Right. I believe
Doug,
it.
Doug, you know, I'm usually
he's borderline homosexual, giving girls chlamydia.
Oh, yeah. You think he's bisexual?
Well, no, definitely. Armie Hammer. He was in the movie with Armie Hammer.
Hammy.
Call Me By Your Name.
I don't know what any of these things are. I'm too old. Like the last
this was from a few years ago.
The last celebrity that came out for me was like Brad Pitt. Like that was like he was like a young hot guy and like I know he's like an old man now, but like I don't know
so
all
hot.
These young fucking people now.
Last one I remember is DiCaprio when he fucking blew. I was like, and then I stopped paying attention. Yeah. Like,
I think there's the fucking the other chick who I like.
Margot Robbie.
There you go. Thank you, Zach.
Okay.
Zach speaks Lewis. Really
what
better than
Sydney
anyone else
Sweeney?
In the world.
I'm flowing.
I do Sydney know who
so
Sydney
pretty.
Sweeney is though. She doesn't come to my mind. She's pretty toy though. I'll give it to Sydney Sweeney.
She's not.
Pretty fucking toy. Big
who
fat
the fuck
titties.
Is that? I don't know
she's a little blonde.
Yo, you gotta pull up the picture of the picture of
I never watched this show.
The picture of Jaden Smith and his new girlfriend. That's going to be
toy.
Pretty fucking toy, guys.
She's all right, too.
She's crazy hot. I looked her up. I don't know what her name was. It sounded like fucking some like Korean dish. It sounded like bok choy or some shit like that.
Oh, no, the picture of them together.
That's not even the one. No, you got to see the one that was going viral, that one, dude. You're like, whoa. What the hell? Holy shit. Sabrina, can you leave? No, I'm kidding, Sabrina.
But, I guess she is my competition.
She's fucking wild, dude. That chick is crazy.
She's Korean?
No. She just fucking... Her name is... What's her name, Shannon?
Hold on.
Buck.
Sab Zada Amid.
Buck.
Oh, another Sab. I gotta take her out.
Just, yeah.
Stupid fucking cunt.
That probably is short for Sabrina. Yeah, she's pretty fucking hot, dude. I think everyone... I thought Jaden Smith was like gay or bisexual.
He was. He's fucking a rapper. Yeah. He was. He was fucking a dude.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's fucked up. What
I think that whole family is like very like... Fluid.
Yes. Yeah.
The fact that I brought it up before, the fact that their kids are the gender swap versions of them name wise.
Yeah.
Really bothers me.
Yeah, that is really weird.
They have just a weird, fucked up, kind of crazy
that whole fuck
this chick, this chick is pretty goddamn toy. She's pretty goddamn
toy. How old
toy.
Is she? Whoa.
She's definitely of age. Shut up, Zach. Stop trying to ruin everything.
Well, I'm just trying to get ahead of it.
Here comes Zach trying to ruin my time. That's why we're not live. We're not going out to the world. We'll edit it out. If she's under 18, we edit everything out.
She's definitely not, because he's
Dougie,
older.
If she's 15 years old, I'd go to jail for her right now. I don't care how old she is. How about that, dude? How about that? Fuck off, dude. She's so hot. I don't care. Zach.
She's freshly
18. Stop ruining
18.
It, dude. She's fucking toy.
How about that? 24.
Oh, yes!
Oh, 24. Well, in that case, look at those tits. Oh. My God.
Dude, one of the wrestler chicks from NXT posted like a bunch of pictures in a row.
Yeah.
And she posted one of her on a red carpet. And I'm like, not bad. That's her a little younger. Dude, she puts, this is me when I was 12. This body was built. Like, you can't post that.
Why would she post something like that? That's fucking... Who's the porn star that had, like, some of her fucking porn was, like, she was only 15 in some of them? What the hell was her name?
Tracy Lords.
Was that... Yeah, that was it.
Oh,
yeah.
That was, like, a famous story back then.
Man, that was fucked up, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they took all those down.
Yeah, they
did. They?
Gotta save them a hard drive. Where? X-Hamster has them.
Could you get away with having that? Or would that be considered child porn? Or could that be considered some, like, fucking history vault... I'm looking for a loophole, boys.
Yeah.
We're looking for a child.
I don't think
they'd get away with that, no. If Lawrence Taylor couldn't, we can't.
What did Lawrence Taylor?
Remember he fucked like the underage prostitute, but he was like, I didn't know how old she was, and they're like, ignorance is no excuse for the law.
Well, that's crazy. When she got like a tattoo and like cigarette burns in her arm.
Yeah, she did. She was she was at a bar.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like a strong argument, but she was at a bar.
She was at a bar.
You that was somebody else's job.
She was at a bar.
Yeah, exactly.
She was at a bar.
Not my fucking fault. She looked 21.
Arrest the bouncer.
Yeah, exactly.
Who let her in?
Look how she kisses.
The bouncer molested her.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know a bunch of girls who were like, when we were teenagers, they lied about their fucking age.
Oh, yeah, of
they
course.
Lied to guys all the time.
And then the girls would have the stories when they'd come back to school like, oh, I fucked this like 35-year-old at Bliss this weekend. It's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
We had a whole family in high school that just did nothing but fuck the 8th and 7th grade, and now the cops.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, that was back in the day. That was a very regular
They were seniors.
Benny and the Jets, please stop putting child porn in the chat. Is that actual?
Oh, no.
Well, it's what's her name? It's Tracy Lords porn. I don't. Is that That's not her original.
Oh.
So original. Much for the stream not going down in 3 months.
listen, Shannon, I need you. So Keaton Hudima keeps on saying that I lied about the writing contest. Keaton, whatever you submitted sucked so much dick that it never made it to the air, dude.
Think about how bad the ones we've done are.
Shannon, pull up Keaton's writing contest right now.
No, absolutely not.
Pull it up right now. No. I want you to pull it up, Shannon. Tell me when you have it up, okay? Then I want you to print it out. Then I want you to delete his email, block him, and give me a lighter. That's what I want right now. And he gets banned from the Race Live chat for a full fucking 10 minutes. We will never read your writing contest submission.
Unless
Keaton.
This one is called The Guests Do Jumping Jacks.
Zach, you'd have to do them with me.
Doggy. I'm fucking telling you, Keaton's gone for 10 minutes. He's being timed out. And then, Shannon, I want you to do all that other stuff.
I'm skimming through a whole lot of spam
Just under Keaton, K-E-A-T-O-N? Did he send it under his dumb name?
I'm looking in the Real Ass official. I'm back to the middle of 2023. I don't see it yet.
You still don't see
God
it.
God damn, was that long?
We still don't see it, you fucking Jesus asshole. Christ.
How many emails does fucking guy send?
Oh, here, okay, I found one.
From Keaton?
Yeah, let's see.
When is it from?
This is from 2022.
From 2022?
Ah, Jesus.
Oh, the writing packet is from 2021.
The writing packet's from 2021. Shannon, I want you to print it right now.
Okay.
I'm serious.
It's 10 pages.
Print it.
Okay.
Print it. Then I want you to delete the email. I want you to block his email. And give me a fucking lighter. Actually, I have scissors. It's fine. I don't want to cause a fire alarm.
Okay. It's printing. Hold on.
Oh, we went down.
Thank you. Everyone thinks Keaton is gay. Fuck me.
Where's he from?
I don't know, dude.
Okay, good. Don't open a package from where that bastard's from. No more gifts opening while I'm here. Do it when I'm not here,
Keaton,
please.
It's not happening. We're not reading your fucking thing. I don't fucking care. God damn it.
That's a long time to hold a grudge.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it is. Keaton.
And I feel bad now that I have to go through with this.
2021.
You have to.
The only copy. Should I keep the only copy and just fucking wave it around for a few weeks?
Hey, look, it's Keaton's training packet.
Oh, look at that. Oh, look. Oh, this is not even a fucking... Oh, dude, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
This is not...
It's not a script.
This is not a script. This is a writing packet. We had people submit writing packets to be writers for the Real Ass Podcast.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is great.
Like when you would submit them for like Kimmel and shit like
that? Segment ideas.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, that one's not even a bad idea.
No, you're not supposed to give in to them.
No, I'm not reading it. It's a shame.
Liz is about to read this. It's a goddamn shame.
Because these are pretty good. Fuck you, Keaton. Good. I hope you spent 6 hours on this fucking packet.
Fuck your fucking writing packet, Keaton. I don't care, Keaton.
He's cutting around the good idea.
It's unfolded. It's a Real Life Podcast logo. Oh, it's going to take so long. But I'm going to fucking do it. I don't care.
Just rip it.
He's been blocked.
He's been blocked. Good. For 10 minutes, Shannon.
Oh, I'm blocking from the chat also?
What do you mean?
Because I blocked his email.
Cancel his subscription.
No, keep his money.
These men move fast, Shannon. You got to get on them. You got to.
Okay. Fuck, now I have Keaton trimmings in my coffee. Can we please get me another coffee?
Might add flavor to the coffee.
God damn it.
Actually, now you can light this on fire. Are drop it in the bad
Sweeney's,
coffee.
Are those Sydney Sweeney's real tits in the Race Live chat? Can we clear the air and pull those up? Because those are fucking nice fun bags
Whose tits?
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh.
Well, she's kind of got a goof face, to be honest. She's like.
Oh, I think those are real.
Hell yeah.
When did she show her tits?
Euphoria.
Oh.
Good for her.
I think.
Look, she looks really.
Phenomenal.
She looks really upset.
She looks uncomfortable.
Like that. Yeah. Love it.
I am so glad there is a table blocking the view.
What of our boners? Of our bones? We get boners over just seeing titties on a screen.
Really? No bones?
In order to get a
in this
boner
day and age,
over tits,
yeah.
You literally have to fucking smack me in the face with your tits over and over again and give me a little minor concussion.
Yeah.
A boner for tits?
I'm like slap 19 is when you start feeling something.
I forget.
You're younger. You're younger as well, so that's why. So 25-year-old guys, ooh.
Yes.
I'm honestly, your tits are great. I feel like it's a personal attack on Sabrina now.
She did take it personal. She's like, what are you talking about? You're not getting hard from across the table?
God damn it. I have nothing to me.
I get booked at the stand.
Not even.
Let's see. I saw this. I posted this to Twitter. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon.
Oh, Shannon, can I have some water when you get
I guess Shaq.
Yeah, thank you.
Try to pull this up, Shannon. I tweeted about this. If you can.
Oh, yeah. Shaq posted his L.
Yeah, Shaq. This is a crazy thing. I don't know how long ago it's from, but I guess Shaq was doing an interview, and he tells this story about how he was at a car dealership. And then the guy was like, oh, yeah, can you even afford these cars? Can you pull this up, Shannon?
Wow.
I put it on my Twitter. So you'll see I put it under Shaq posting L's. And pulled the actual video because I think it's kind of interesting. And I think I vamped for long enough.
Like I want $400,000 for a car. So I'm like, hey, man, how much is this? Nah, how much is this one? So finally the old guy says, yo, man, you asked about all these cars. Can you afford them? Hmm. Now I'm pissed. I said, what the f*** you just said to me? So I buy three. That one, and that. And I want them dropped off. Move the seat back today. I want them dropped. So I got three Rolls Royces that I never dropped. So they go another million. I don't want to spend four.
So this is Shaq. So I'm like, pause it. Hey, man, it's fine. Turn it off. You got it. So Shaq, he literally, they call this the takeaway clause. We would do this at, when I sold gym memberships at Equinox. Mm. When people would start price objecting, you'd be like, oh, I mean, if you can't afford it, it's not a big deal. Just come back when you can. And then they go, well, I can afford it. Like, it's a sales technique. It's for stupid fucking idiots.
Yeah.
When you have, people have like alpha macho energy. Mm-hmm. A good salesperson will recognize a personality type, and they use different sales techniques.
Oh, sorry, we make cars for people. People size.
So he's at a Rolls Royce dealership. He's at a Rolls Royce dealership, and he's looking at $400,000 cars. And to make a point, he's like, all right, well, you know what? Now I'm going to buy three of them for you. He got got.
Yeah.
This
he got
guy got. Just made his commissions for his month.
Month.
He's fucking crushing it.
Oh, we can have one of the tires shipped to your habitat and hang it up for you.
What is Shannon? What is a commission?
You park a car under a tree.
What is a commission for a car dealer? Somebody selling a car. I wonder what the percentage
for a Rolls Royce. Too, nonetheless.
No, I know it's a $40,000 car, but I'm assuming that there's an average commission structure for a car dealer. I think about becoming a fucking car salesman.
15%
every day. No. There's no way.
At Rolls Royce, though? Luxury cars?
Generally, earned commission rates, depending on the dealership company, can be 20 to 40%.
20 to 40? No.
Rolls Royce is up there. It's got
to
be.
They build them. They customize. Mm-hmm. You have to get everything.
I'm going
to
start selling Rolls Royces. I'm done with this shit. This fucking... No offense, Poughkeepsie. This was fun, but I'm just going to go sell Rolls Royces. What am I even doing with my life anymore?
Just sell one and you're good for the fucking year.
It's fucking challenge.
Yeah.
It was a really nice Shaq car. What's the Vice show with 2 Chainz, I think it is?
Yeah.
Where he went to a real nice custom car dealership, and the guy's like, yeah, Shaq wanted this commission. He wanted a convertible version of this car. It's never been made before. We sold it to him for $1 million, and then he gave it back to us.
Wasn't
and
it
2
a
Chainz
vet?
Just goes, I think I want it.
Yeah.
It was just dumb passing to dumb.
Dude, he's a fucking idiot, man. What a fucking cocksucker.
But yeah, that's just somebody getting gotten, and I think it's great.
It was a Ferrari.
Didn't Shaq also do an interview once when he got his first big contract? He spent it all at Walmart.
Get the fuck out of here.
I want to say he got his first huge contract, and he went to Walmart.
Well, they say that Shaq is like a really smart businessman.
Yeah,
right?
He owns Papa John's, a bunch of Papa John's.
He owns
that
makes
Papa
sense.
John's.
So much. Yeah.
That's why the CEO got caught saying that.
Yeah. Who owns this?
What? Who? But he owns. I think he owns like a bunch of like laundromats and like car washes.
Also, 40 24-hour fitness gyms, 155 Five Guys restaurants. At least one Krispy Kreme donut shop, 17 Auntie Anne's pretzels, and 9 Papa John's pizza.
Yeah, so he just goes after like franchise. I mean, there must be money in franchising, right? There has to be.
There's tons.
Because he has all of these franchises.
There's also insurance if your franchise goes under.
Yeah.
Get some nice money for that. Especially if you're Shaq.
Maybe that's the fucking way to go. Maybe just
Papa I think it must be like a comfort thing.
Yeah.
Papa John's pizzas are like $25.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you get a real pizza for 19.
Yeah, Papa John's is fucking the worst shitty pizza place.
I haven't ordered Domino's or Papa John's in a very, very long time. Did we order Domino's for something recently? We had some sort of fucking event or something. Oh no, that's right. It was for the staff at Skankfest. We ordered pizzas.
Domino's is good when you're really stoned, though.
Dude, Domino's thin crust pizza, doggy. To this day, dude, if Domino's thin crust pizza as a snack, you get fucking like bacon or like meat, whatever you can get, whatever toppings. It's this little crispy cracker with cheese and sauce.
Yeah. Mm.
And then I'm salivating right now, dude. I'm getting so fucking hungry, dude.
Trying
then
to eat clean here.
I'm back on keto today. This morning's my first keto day. Yeah. I'm fucking pissed right now.
Shit.
Then you dip it in the blue cheese like a dunking sauce because you also obviously get the wings. So you dip it in the blue cheese, the thin crust cracker, just and there's fucking. I can eat 3 large thin crust pizzas by myself.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
You got to dunk it in the garlic butter sauce.
Yeah.
That is fucking fantastic.
It's solid. Domino's. Do they make garlic butter sauce Domino's?
Yeah, they do.
They got butter sauce. Maybe she all those shitty
Domino's.
Fucking
maybe she's order Domino's right now as we're talking about it, dude. Forget the fucking diet.
Fucking diarrhea for the afternoon.
All right,
the thing
noted.
That sucks about Domino's is you got to go outside. You got to put shoes on.
That's true, yeah. They never
too many Indian
attention.
Guys showed up to the hood. He's like, yo, come up. They beat the shit out of him. So now when you order Domino's, he's like, up. I'm in my car.
Please come get your pie. It's hot and ready for you.
All right, so...
You guys got the risk.
Let's talk about some of these fucking stories. We got a lot to talk about on today's show. We barely even started. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank FactorMeals.com for supporting today's show. FactorMeals.com is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals that are delivered straight to your door. This takes just 2 minutes in the microwave. These are restaurant-quality meals. If you guys have any sort of dietary restriction, they got you covered. So many different options. I'm going to tell you right now, Factor Meals is going to make your life so much easier.
Not only do they have dinners, they have lunches, breakfast, snacks, and just great restaurant-quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, Green Goddess Chicken, and Grilled Steakhouse Filet Mignon. And like Lewis said, whatever your dietary restrictions are, they have got a package for you.
Right now, just go to factormeals.com/wrap50. Save 50% off your order today. Once again, that's factormeals.com/wrap50 with code WRAP50 for 50% off to try this amazing service out. All right, let's get back into it. Let's do Twitter night. Kristen Stewart on the cover of Rolling Stone. I always thought Kristen Stewart was kind of toit, but then she went and fucking diked herself up for a few years. And is she sort of leaning into that more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to be a dude eventually, right?
Yeah.
That's the same thing with Demi Lovato. She was fucking hot.
And yeah, then she got fat.
She got fat.
If you're going to get fat, turn into a guy. Yeah. It's an easier life.
With the short haircut.
You know, just being a chubby guy, all you got to do is be a little bit funny, get a little bit of cash all
up. Did she get fat tits first or no?
I don't know. Are those real tits that she has?
I don't know.
She always had big fucking knockers.
I'm not sure, dude.
That was fake.
I know she used to date an MMA fighter, Luke Rockhold. She used to show up at all the UFC events. Let's see.
Going to run the intro real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do it or no.
Let's see. And also, can you pull up a young Kristen Stewart photo before, just for a frame of reference? So when Kristen Stewart popped at first.
Like Twilight.
Yeah, like Twilight. She was like 19 or whatever. Mm-hmm. She was kind of like, she was always a little bit like androgynous and had that, but it was kind of hot in its own way, right?
She was cute. She was like
heroin chic.
Yeah, heroin chic. Yeah.
It was like the Zooey Deschanel times where that was cute. Like mousy. She was mousy.
Well, that's a little weird. Cute. Anyway, like, she's cute. That's really young, though. She looks like she's 12 years old in that photo.
Yeah,
it's a little bizarre.
Like, those are airbrushed.
Yeah, there she looks really
young. She was just kind of like, whatever. She was kind of a plain Jane bitch, but she just was kind of toit.
She was like that obtainable hot. Mm-hmm.
If she just cared, she could have been fucking ridiculously hot.
Some
like
a little makeup, a little.
Yeah.
But no, if she like she's fucking Hollywood, she's rich. If she went through the process of what the fucking Jenners do, this bitch could be like, I'm talking about a goddamn dime piece. Like, get a little lip filler. Fucking! I mean, let's get real. The bitch needs some lip filler. She got thin lips.
Go out in the sun for a couple minutes.
Never have I said get lip filler to a woman. But now I'm saying it right now.
I don't know, they get kind of crazy with lip filler.
I know they.
Will you go up to that like split ducks. Of her?
I've made out with girls with lip filler. I've dated girls with lip filler, and it's like you're kissing little dicks on their faces.
Now bring that back up. Yeah. She's like Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Oh, she does. Oh,
my God.
But she's still pretty. She's
still pretty girl.
She's angular. Yeah. She's symmetrical. Yeah. Like she's
that's
definitely
what I was
pretty.
But that
unquestionably.
Chin, though, I mean, don't get me wrong. She is pretty. But that fucking chin, look how that comes out. She's like a crescent moon.
She's
just symmetrical like Hilary Swank.
She's a good looking girl. She's a good looking girl.
No.
Let's see.
Hilary Swank, that fucking.
It was the
she played a dude way too fucking well.
Yeah, I never liked that. That look, by the way, that is a look. Like a Hilary Swank is also the first one who had that was the bitch from Terminator, Linda Hamilton.
Yeah.
That, like, Linda Hamilton was not hot. I don't care what they say.
She just had a body on her. Like, she was the first bitch with, like, muscles
and shit. Her tits kind of didn't look good in that scene in Terminator, dude.
But she was ripped, though. She had she was, like, one of the first girls on screen to have abs and everything.
Well, Sigourney Weaver and the Alien.
Oh, that too, yeah. That's true.
All right, let's see, Shannon. Let's see the cover of Rolling Stone. Kristen Stewart, toit or noy?
Oh, no. Not like that. She's got a mullet, dude.
Yeah, toit.
She's also promoting for.
I think it's this fucking toy, dude. What are you saying, dude?
She was like Crack Amico.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're a lesbian.
Yeah.
You're fucking like, what? Dude, that's if you're true. A lesbian, your fucking clit is just fucking throbbing for this shit.
That's a rug muncher's wet dream.
That is as hot as it gets for a doodly...
She's wearing a jock too.
She looks like a girl Darlene would bring home on Roseanne.
Yeah, what is it called?
Androgynous?
But what is this type of lesbian called?
Butch. Lipstick.
No, lipstick no, is she's the not other a lipstick. One.
That's not lipstick? What's
that? But she's not like a bull dyke either.
No.
She's like, this is... Yeah, dude, this is fucking... If you're a lesbian, you're way into this, dude.
I don't know. Looks like Theo Von in a few of these pictures. The mullet and shit. I can't get over it.
I don't mind it, dude. Is this the guy she's dating? Oh, she was dating right... Is she a lesbian
that was
now?
Years ago.
So she came out in 2017 as, quote, queer.
I that hate that now? Term.
Yeah, but, I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Both?
But she was cheating was on Robert Pattinson with all the popular kids a director.
With a male or female?
Male.
Fucking
and then she started dating a female.
Oh, that's right. That was like a big thing. People were like, you fucking pig. Yeah. How
she
dare
was,
you?
She was dating like a gorgeous girl. I think it was Stella Maxwell. She's like a Victoria's Secret model. Oh, and then, I don't know if they're still together. I don't think so.
So with those hot lesbian chicks that always date the dude bullish fucking dykes?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. It's like just get a guy.
Yeah.
At that point. I don't get it.
I'm with you, my friend.
Lesbians don't make sense.
I think it's pretty toy. What do you say, toy or noy?
Yeah, toy.
Toy.
That fucking mullet.
Toy,
you don't love it?
No, I don't. That's taking me. I'm going to say noit. That's the first time I ever said noit on this show.
I've jerked off to that category of porn, mullet? Which is a dykey looking lesbian being fucked by a dude for the first time. That's a category of porn. I can get myself there, dude.
Is that a personal goal? Fucking,
no, not a personal goal. I've been with lesbians, but that's not a personal
dykey
goal.
Dykey lesbians like that?
No, not dykey, but I've definitely been with girls who identified as lesbians. I was like, okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Did she gag the whole time?
Yeah. Well, she was passed out.
Yep, it stuck.
That's why I'm back to pussy.
Let's see. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Teen car wash worker has lemonade hurled at her. Okay. It's weird. I would never let my teen daughter work at a car wash.
No.
Yeah. The implication there is that fucking just pervy old man, which
scrub their windshield.
Yeah. That's a job for you. This summer, you want to make some cashola?
Yes. Should we do it right outside?
Let's go. Car wash on West 4th. Yeah.
A gas digital car wash.
Look at that.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing. That not like some girl in a bikini.
Okay, I was thinking white T-shirt.
A teen smashing her tits against the window.
I was thinking white T-shirt, little Sophie's. He threw it.
You know what? I like her.
I'm surprised she was white though.
If I showed up for a female teen to wash my car and she was wearing this goddamn overcoat, I would also throw lemonade at her.
She looks like she's chilly.
This is hiring 85 Mexican dudes working.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like the boss's daughter.
Exactly. That's what that is.
For sure.
But watch her response.
Hey, April guy, lemonade thrown at her.
Oh, she sprayed inside of the car. But why did he throw it at her?
That was a Tesla.
It doesn't ever say it in the article at all.
Rewind again.
Maybe it was piss.
Yeah. Was the window already open when she sprayed?
No, they roll it down right here.
Roll it down. Hey, you thirsty?
Ah, shit.
And she continued washing the car like a good employee. That's definitely the boss's daughter. True.
So it does say that the owner of the car wash took her side. She didn't fire her.
Wow. Yeah, I mean,
no shit.
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
That's fucking crazy.
Cool.
I've never seen that before.
I've done that move.
A white chick at a fucking...
Throwing the drink out the window. I had somebody throw a fucking...
A fire in the hole.
Coffee cup at my car the other day.
Really?
I cut him off and he fucking threw it at me. The moment of blind rage that I have, because once again, I was like, oh, I'm about being a high-speed chase. Let's go. And then I just was like, let me just fucking let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we doing? He didn't do any damage.
Yeah.
But
I've had a bitch do that before. She threw a whole fucking bottle of Coca-Cola at my goddamn car.
What'd you do?
I didn't do nothing. I just called her a dyke and gave her the finger. That's all I did.
I didn't do nothing.
She stopped at a yield. Supposed to keep going.
Let's see. This is a new segment idea thought of by Jorge. Right, Jorge? Not here.
He's in the other room.
Yes, I believe it was Jorge.
So this segment, we're going to tell a horrible story.
Mm-hmm.
We have to look at the bright side. It's called On the Bright Side.
Oh.
So
look on the bright side when things go wrong. Look on the bright side and sing a song.
What the fuck was
that? Here's a good plan to use when you
I like the intro.
Just put yourself in the other feller's shoes.
I love it.
I love it.
That is perfect. My God.
Radiating positivity.
So what is the story, Shannon?
Okay, so Colorado father and his girlfriend are arrested after the cops find a little girl's corpse encased in concrete inside a storage unit and a five-year-old boy's body in a suitcase at a scrapyard. They had been missing for 6 years.
Missing for 6 years.
2018.
Wow.
Wow. Look on the bright side. They missed the pandemic.
That's true.
These kids did not have to...
Wait, Shannon, can you give their names?
We did not have to live through all of that and, you know, probably the trauma that they would have had to feel during that.
Shannon, can you give the father and son's names?
Yeah, please, please. I have the kids. The kids' names are Yesenia Dominguez and Jesus Jr.
Mm. Look on the bright side. Two less Webex in the world, right?
Right, Doug? That's exactly what I was thinking.
I took Doug.
I was going to say that. Two less Puerto Ricans, right? Am I wrong? What are we doing here? Get him young.
On the bright side, look at how far we've come with ways to make sure a Jesus' body stays where it is.
Yeah.
On the bright side, how many Hispanic children get their own room?
Yeah, look at that. And their own briefcase.
And my favorite, on the bright side, next season of Storage Wars is going to be epic.
Zach prepared for it. Shannon, did you send it to everybody?
I had it like 10 minutes while I was out
Sabrina.
There.
Sabrina was the last minute.
Oh, man. No. It's okay. All right. My bright side is, my bright side is their souls were found. I don't know. Now they can rest peacefully. It's sad.
It's not sad. No, it's fine.
On the bright side, you can go on vacation whenever you want.
That is true.
They could have been gone forever.
Yeah, that's true. On the bright side, they found that luggage. Maybe that guy was looking for that luggage for a long time. Something else. All right.
In all fairness, the kid was going to work in either luggage, concrete, or at a scrapyard.
That's a great point. Yeah. Either construction or scrapyard. That's very true. On the bright side, you never have to worry about kids leaving their toys on the table anymore.
Shit.
That's good.
On the bright side, they did learn to eat their vegetables.
They did. On the bright side, they learn to clean up after themselves.
Let's see. The great Tim Butterly joins the show, finally. 48 minutes late. It's okay.
Should I move over one seat?
Hello. No, you're good.
My son. The apple of my eye.
What's up, man?
Tim.
Ooh. The apple sure doesn't fall far from the tree. This used to be me every week. 48 minutes late. I would show up for the show this late sometimes. Isn't that crazy?
Are you proud of me, Papa?
I'll move over. There you go.
Am I doing it right, Papa?
You're doing it right, Tim. We're just playing a new game called On the Bright Side. You have to look for the bright side of this thing. Shed, you want to read it to him one more time? See if he find the bright side?
Yes. Ready, Tim? Mm-hmm. So a Colorado father and his girlfriend are arrested after the cops find little girl's corpse encased in concrete inside a storage unit and a five-year-old boy's body inside a suitcase at a scrapyard. They had been missing for 6 years.
Whoa. Well, the one in the concrete was probably preserved pretty well.
On the bright side.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And, you know, what kid hasn't tried to fit inside of a suitcase before, you know? So his last moments were probably the most fun he's ever had with his dad.
It really
if you're thinking about it, it was like, are you serious? Finally? You're always yelling at me for trying to get inside. You're always yelling at me for pulling stuff out of the closet and trying to fit inside of it. I can find it. Okay.
On the bright side, the chainsaw? The dad did go into a new relationship without his old baggage.
And he was getting pussy. He's got a girlfriend.
This is a writing packet that somebody submitted to be a part of the show that we didn't read. We just ripped it up and fucking
just threw it in our coffee.
Damn, you're making people submit packets?
I did a couple years ago, and this guy has been talking about it every day for the past 2 years, so now we just printed it out, blocked him, deleted it from the archives, and ripped it up in front of him. And now he's in the chat now saying that he's called 25 times the gas line. He has over and over again.
Get him on the line now.
Shannon, block him again for another 15 minutes
now
from the chat.
I'd love to talk to him.
You want to talk to him? Yeah. It's up to Tim. If Tim wants to talk to him, I'll let him call through. Yeah. Natalie says no, against our better judgment.
He's been calling incessantly, literally for the past 20 minutes. Dude. I don't want to answer his call.
Yeah, don't do that.
We don't want
to. Probably crying.
Pissing me off.
Like dealing with emotions.
He pissed off Natalie.
He probably has something really important to tell you, dude.
You should totally do it.
What if this is vital?
I think you should do it,
dude. What if he kills himself on air? How cool would that be?
What if Brightside was his idea originally? You didn't know.
What if we? What if he unalives himself?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that?
I'm trying to put this as a clip on YouTube. We're trying to get this as a YouTube clip.
He is calling. Am I putting him through?
Oh, 100%.
It's up to Natalie. At this point, it's up to Natalie.
Nah. All right, 1 second.
All right, put him through. Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Fucking...
We got a package full of powder coming your way.
What a psycho, Keaton.
I love crazy guys. Let's do it.
Here we go.
I bet he's going to start dropping some truth bombs. N-word.
First That's what
word.
I was thinking, yeah.
That's what I call
he should be N-word. Here.
Keaton, are you there?
He's there. He's so nervous.
Hello?
Keaton, my finger's on the button. Don't get crazy.
Can you hear us, Keaton?
Did he hang up after all that?
He's there. He's there.
It was just a gunshot.
Keaton, can you hear me?
I think he hung up. I heard the click.
The timer's still going. Should I just hang up on him?
Well, I tried.
All I want to do is hear a chair fall.
hear a rope get really tight.
I don't think we're allowed to tell our fans to kill themselves. It was a whole thing a few months ago, right? Mm. It's a whole thing. But that's not me. I'm not some pussy lesbian.
What do you mean this was a whole thing?
There was some lesbian comedian, I believe, that told somebody to kill themselves. They were like heckling. She was like, fucking kill yourself. And the girl like freaked out and put a TikTok. She was like, she told me to unalive myself.
Well, maybe she...
She's a heckler. Fuck her.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow. Yeah, but that's one of those, you know, you sleep in the bed you made, because she was that kind of comic.
Yeah.
Those were her fans.
Oh, no. I see what you mean. They were sensitive. Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
It was live by exactly the sword, die by the sword.
Our fans, once a month, I hear through the racist live chat grapevine that somebody's killed themselves.
Yeah.
Once a month or so.
That's why the numbers are down, goddammit.
Yeah, we got to fucking get them up. Actually, today... I won't say it.
So answer the phone from Keaton. So
I won't say it. But
no, you had something exciting to say.
Things are looking good.
Share it.
For the gas digital network.
What was your great news? Great.
No, it's not great news.
Oh. I saw the way your eyes
It's not great news.
Keaton's dead.
Let's see. Yeah, the Keaton's teens gone. Tossed from a Boston Sephora after being accused of using makeup for blackface. Let's see this video.
What?
Shannon.
Second. Here you go.
These gals were in Sephora, and you're allowed to use the makeup in Sephora. You can just go in. This is what girls do. They just, you know this,
right?
That's
disgusting.
If you want to, it's gross.
Yeah, but it's not good. So you'll get like eye diseases and shit. You don't want to share eye makeup with people, dude.
No.
Oh man,
well, people are sharing mascara and shit like that. That is fucking disgusting.
To be fair, there are places where men will go to rent a booth to jack off in. So that is true. Probably the same thing.
No, that one they're gone in New York now.
But by the way, it's actually genuinely cleaner. A jack off booth is cleaner than taking somebody's mucky eye shit and gunking up your eyes with it.
I agree.
It's crazy. By the way, there's bugs that live in your eyes. Just so you know, all of our eyes.
You're obsessed with this.
I found this out, and I can never unhear
there's
it or ever.
Bugs in your eyes.
There's bugs in your eyes right now.
I feel like
now.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah, we have eyelash mites.
Doggy, there's bugs in your eyes right now. All of your eyes.
What are you talking
about? Especially your eyes. Chew bugs.
Fuck you. What are you talking about?
Shannon, pull it up. Pull up these eye mites.
They look like me, remember?
You're making this up.
Yeah, I swear to God, dude.
Eye mites?
Yeah, they look like me.
I've never heard of it.
It's gonna fuck you up. I started. Here's what happened.
Look at it and then put glasses on it.
I was getting recurring styes, and I was doing a lot of research about different eye conditions, and I was freaking out. And this is, I landed on eye mites. Millions of people have them and don't know. Everyone's got them.
Wait, so when you see shit like that on people's eyelashes, those are eye mites?
If it's, they have like crusty ass, dusty eyelashes, yes. That's an overactive Demodex.
Oh, that's not fuck.
Demogorgon.
Demogorgon. No, Demodex is the wipes
those
you
use.
Those
are Sabrina's pubes. That's a split right
Yo,
there.
Yo, crusty ass eyelashes, doggy. If people have crusty ass eyelashes like that.
So when people say, like, I just got sleepies in my eye, it's really fucking...
No, I don't think the sleepies, those aren't bugs.
I got sleepies in my eyes right now.
Those are bugs.
I always got sleepies. I eat my sleepies.
No bugs, though. I'd feel it. I'd know
why
bugs.
Are sleepies boogers?
Eye boogers.
It the same? Is it made up? I know an eye booger. Yeah. But is it actually the same consistency as a booger?
Whoa, because ear, nose, and throat.
I don't know. My dog used to do tricks for both.
It's an old Bobby Kelly joke, by the way. He's like talking about feeding his friend's annoying dog his boogers.
Yeah, that's where I got it from. I heard that on Opie and Anthony, so I'm like, let me give that a shot. And the dog would give me paw and everything. It was great. Save money on treats.
The proper name for the gunk that collects in your quarter is Riem. Gotcha. Is it actually the same as boogers, though, Shannon?
Yeah.
Well, it says it also comes from your nose and mouth.
Yep. There you go. Riem.
Riem.
Wow. Damn, that's what my bug food is, all Riem. That's nuts.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show and all the shows here at the Gas Digital Network and the marquee sponsors for Skankfest. We love YoKratom.com. They are home of the $60 kilo.
Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations. Get a little bit of Kratom at a time. When you go to our friends at YoKratom.com, they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network.
Right now, just go to YoKratom.com. There's no promo code needed because they already have the best possible price on Kratom in the world. All right, where were we?
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, dude, there's fucking eye bugs. People have eye bugs.
They come from dust mites?
No, they come from just fucking, like, life, dude. Just bugs. We have little fucking.
If you don't have eye bugs, you're not fucking living, dude.
That's true. Yeah.
You're leaving a
More
slice of life on the
covered
table.
Covered in little stuff like a lot of cheese mites.
Yeah, dude, don't even tell me about
that's
this shit,
true,
dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a good point.
Come on, dude.
It's mold. It's a great point.
I can't.
So I don't eat fucking cheese.
I don't like it. I don't. That's why I can't do. I can't watch any documentaries about anything about food, anything we're ingesting. Yeah. I can't do it. I can't live my life. Now that I know about eye mites, I can't unsee eye mites.
Ew.
Anytime I do a Chinese impression, I just see the mites. Like, ew. I can see them.
These are
I might
mites.
Cultivate mine. I might try to build an eye bug colony.
A farm.
Yeah, that'd be nice as hell if I just had two little ant farms on my face at all times.
That's what it looks like your glasses.
Yeah. I'm going to get double pane glasses. And have the sickest eye mite farm ever.
I fucking yucko. Oh, yucko.
You get grossed out by that stuff?
Oh, yeah, dude. Eye bugs?
Yeah.
The fact that there's little bugs living in our eyes, I can't stop thinking.
I guess as long
it.
As they're supposed to be there, I don't give a fuck.
I don't know if they're supposed to be.
There's all kinds of gross
or...
shit.
Yeah, I think that happens by accident.
I don't know anything about, like, gut health.
Like, poor hygiene.
Was it, like, symbiotic? Like, all of a sudden our bodies get used to it, and, like, that's fine. We're fine. They need us, we need them.
I just feel like a fucking, like a whale. Have they have those like fish that like suck on
Get
them?
Get used to it. Welcome to the club.
Man, now there's an AI door poster.
Oh, shit.
Lewis as a whale.
Almost every human eyelash contains microscopic parasitic mites.
God damn.
But don't freak out. Okay, really? Well, why would you say the next sentence then?
Despite their generally harmless nature and mutualism with us, these bacteria can sometimes cause itchy, crusty, red, and bumpy eyelids.
I started using eye wipes.
Wait a second. So
because I was getting recurring styes.
Like
every time I did cocaine, I would get a stye.
You're using makeup removers.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
You use makeup removers?
I have makeup removers. And
why not use
But I just started using them regularly, but I also stopped doing cocaine, and I haven't gotten a stye since. So I don't know if it's because I started using eye wipes or if it's because I haven't done cocaine in a long time. But either way, I haven't had a stye in a very,
I have the same problems.
Time.
Every time I do cocaine, I put on a lot of makeup.
Oh, shit.
Do you want to see the Sephora video?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Please.
Oh, yeah. That's how we got here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The one in the corner looks all right.
Using they can put on blackface. Well.
Yeah, Shannon, can you find the actual video?
They took it down.
Is this them?
They took it
down. While reportedly giggling and making animal sounds.
Which animal?
What animals
Which
were
animal?
These?
Which
I
want to
know.
An apparently racist stunt.
I mean, I can show you more of like the screenshots.
And there's
but
some
they...
people saying that it isn't blackface. Like, huh? What is it then? Let's find out.
The only excuse I can think of is when girls do the heavy contouring, they put on like a full mask
true.
Of color and then they blend.
They don't do that much.
But that's not that.
These bitches were doing
I'm
blackface.
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
These were also Boston Irish girls. They know what they were doing.
Oh, shit.
No, hey, look over here.
These bitches were like,
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams.
Oh, this bitch is in her face.
Dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbit, you name it.
Every time I see blackface, I hear
Lewis, I don't know what it's.
No, they were dressing like that one famous Irish celebrity.
Why do they
Shaquille
always.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Why do they always. Like, I don't understand how people are so triggered by it. Like, even if somebody was straight up doing red lips, blackface, and shucking and driving, I would go, okay. Like,
it's
I just
because there's not.
I mean, I think racism's funny though, so maybe that's my perspective.
It is funny. It is kind of fun. Over the top racism is fucking hilarious. You're like, what the?
But
fuck
But like,
is
all right,
that?
So all right, so you saw in Nashville there was like those Nazis marching on like Nashville. It was like whatever. It was like straight up like real deal Nazis with fucking swastikas, right? Like if I saw that, I think I could maybe get enraged enough to start popping shit to them, right?
Yeah.
Because like they're like they're saying I fucking hate people with brown skin. Like fuck off, dude. Like you're. Yeah. It's almost like I don't actually care if you're racist, but it's almost like the like my pride is being it's like when you're walking down the street with a girl that's not your girlfriend, but somebody hits on her. You're like, well, she's not my girlfriend, but you still think she's my girlfriend, and you're making me look like a bitch.
Right.
So I'm also a Nazi, but you don't know that I'm a Nazi. So stop waving your flag in my face, thinking that it's bothering me. I also agree with you, dude. Fucking piece of shit, dude. Fuck you. So I'm saying like I could get enraged to the point where I might say something. But just some kids being fucking punk ass kids in a Sephora being idiots, like how do you not have bigger fish to fry?
Yeah.
Totally.
I don't know.
And chicken.
If you're a fucking
how do you not have more chicken to fry?
With those Nazi rallies though, I feel like at least a third of them are like doing the Black Klansman thing where they're agents.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That could be.
I feel like there's people that are undercover as fake Nazis reporting on other fake Nazis.
Probably.
Yeah. And somebody has a case.
I believe that until I see a video of one of them getting knocked out.
Yeah.
If they get through it unscathed, then it was a ghost.
Well, like
there was one dude following them being like, show your faces, you fucking pussies.
Yeah.
These guys are like covered up. Like, he's got fucking, like, you just see their fucking eye mites. That's it. And then fucking. One dude just straight up has his whole face out.
Like, might power.
He didn't give a fuck.
Might power. The one guy just doesn't give a fuck. He's like, whatever. And even the guy in the video is going, at least this guy's man enough to show his face. And I was like, oh, thanks.
They don't mind the muffler moment. Plan about Brad's fucking ideologies.
But like, what a wild thing. You know, to
I don't get the hoopla about blackface either.
I don't. It's just
I don't have the energy to work up for it.
Especially
Hoopla was actually my favorite blackface character. Howdy, folks. My name's Hoopla. I'm here to dance for you.
But I don't.
Do the Hoopla.
Yeah, it's like when you see people, or even like you'll see like celebrities getting quote unquote caught with old bits where they're doing an impression of a person like Jimmy Kimmel, or there's been a bunch. There's been so many. Sarah Silverman.
Justin Trudeau.
But Sarah Silverman was parodying.
Okay, dude, that was one of the funniest fucking things in any show ever. When Sarah Silverman did it?
Yeah.
But that's not what I'm saying.
Do you remember the context of it?
No. That's not what I'm saying. Sarah Silverman was parodying blackface and making fun of blackface.
And she was making fun of Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah.
I'm talking about people that simply wore a costume and they browned out their skin.
Yeah.
Whatever that dancer bitch, something Huff.
Juliana Huff.
She went as Crazy Eyes from...
Right.
Like, this is like
from
6 years ago. Orange is the New Black. And she browned out her face. Yeah. This was so recent that even I was like, well, you fucking crazy? Yeah. You retarded? what did you not know that they're going to find? There's going to be a massive problem? And it wasn't a massive problem. I don't think it like...
yes.
I don't think it was a detriment to her career or anything.
Now, is this the same as just doing like what you consider to be traditional black? Like where
Those have been conflated to be one thing now.
Right. Yeah.
Where if you brown your skin at all.
I didn't go to college, so I don't know about the history.
Because all the British comedy shows used to do it until pretty recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no real issue with that version of it. That version.
Stern was pretty
Stern was parodying blackface. He was parodying Dan... what's his name?
From Cheers. I'll get it in a second. The main guy, the bartender.
Ted Danson. Ted Danson. Sorry, Ted Danson.
Yeah, there's another one.
So he was making fun of Ted Danson for showing up in blackface to show that he had unity with it. Like, those are not exactly.
And in all fairness, George Jefferson was Whoopi in it. It was pretty funny.
It was hilarious. It was fucking really funny. But you'll like, I don't really have an issue if you're wearing a costume. Like, it's just it seems like a weird thing where like you cannot portray a brown character. That's it's just like, well, I don't really get it. Like, I don't really understand. There's nothing offensive about wanting to look like the character. If I'm dressed up as a clown for Halloween, I will wear clown makeup. If I want to dress up as Shaq for Halloween, I'm gonna wear motor oil on my head. That's that.
Yeah,
I think blackface is just for people who aren't blessed with black voice. Because you can do black guy, you can do old black guy voice all the live long.
No, that's I've heard it described as auditory blackface.
Yeah, but no one's coming for you. You can go to Sephora and go, God damn it. You know what I mean?
God damn these breasts.
God damn, $39.99 for some motherfucking lipstick.
For some used eyeliner.
God damn, I'll pull these lashes in my
welcome to
the scares.
Now, technically, do I got to buy two lipsticks because these lips are so big? Now, hear me on that.
All y'all talking over each other. I can't even get a word in.
I love how bad your blacks are.
Have you ever seen The Real House? Less of Potomac. Nobody has. Well, there's one bitch in it, and she says she's black, Robin, and she's totally white, and she talks exactly like that.
Yeah, unless Robin's also her
Robin
vocation.
Yes. Yes. Yes, racism. let's see. Another murder dog? Let's go. Murder dogs, folks. Who let the dogs out? We hate them. We hate these little murder dogs. They're regularly killing children. They're regularly attacking old people. It's a whole thing. Shannon, what is this next story? What is this story?
Okay, so this guy has he breeds pit bulls, and so he had about five of them in his backyard, and this is how he was discovered in his backyard.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
So raw pictures. He was mauled by them. What they think happened is that he went to go feed them and they overtook him, but...
If you're a grown adult and you get killed by dogs, you're a fucking pussy.
Yeah. You're a loser.
You're a fucking dork.
You couldn't get out of there.
Figure it out.
You could climb
fences.
Put a finger in their ass. Call it a day.
Pretend to throw a ball. Yeah. Yeah. Don't get fucking eaten, dude. It's 2024. You're being eaten by animals. It's the future, dude.
Yeah, keep a stick in your pocket. Yeah.
You don't even need a real one. Just go, whoa, go get it. Where are you going?
Dog. What? Do this thing to him. Watch him freak out.
Make an ambulance noise. They'll get him away. They'll be
fine.
Say,
who's a good boy? And he'll think for a second and thumb both of his eyes. Getting fucking eaten like a child, dude. Grow up.
Like an actual baby.
You fucking pussy.
It is hilarious.
Never me being pulled apart by my
father. Did they take his clothes or was he feeding them in his underwear? I would assume.
If he's feeding them in his underwear, then he's been doing some awful shit to those dogs.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. They stripped him down. They really humiliated him.
They all fucked him.
They robbed
him. Yes.
He's bleeding from his asshole.
Every single one. Just lipstick right in the ass.
You know what fucks me up, though, is that did the dogs decide not to eat him and disperse, or were they chased away with like a gunshot or something? Because it's like, it looks like they just wanted to kill him.
Yeah, I don't think that they were trying to get food. I don't think
that's
pit bulls do not eat the cats and dogs and babies that they kill. Pit bulls simply kill. They're killing machines. Mm-hmm. They're bred to kill. They're bred to fucking fight. Yeah. This is like for years and years and years built into them. And when they do not fight, and they do not, they're not vicious, you are going against their instinct. This is why it's a dangerous animal that brown people should not be allowed to own. I've been very clear about this. I'm not mincing any words here, okay? If you have a fucking pit bull, you have to be white. Mm-hmm. You have to have a license for it. Yeah. You have to take classes. You have to fucking have like
a backyard,
a big backyard. Yeah. You have to have a certain amount of like, this is a dangerous fucking
no
animal.
No kids.
Basketball court.
No kids. Yeah.
No kids.
Yeah.
Basketball court.
Trying to train him like Air Bud?
Yeah. Yeah, selective breeding always comes back to
bite.
Let's see.
James Phipps in the racist live chat says, my pit bull would lick your face and that's it.
Yeah, no, I would shoot that dog on sight.
There's a pit bull can just shove your fist right down his throat and pull.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, dude. No, and there's no pit bull coming near me or my child.
No.
Yeah, dude. You see it too. I saw another video recently.
If
where
your dog
fucking...
even makes eye contact with me, I'm going to hit it in the head with the closest stick I can find. I'm going to try to knock that thing unconscious.
Yeah. And I mean, do you see some of these pit bulls? People hit them with fucking axes. People shoot them in the head and they just keep coming, dude.
They have that giant block head. Yeah, stop bullets.
It's fucking wild.
Are there any accepted ways for dispatching a muscly, selectively bred dog? Are there tips that we have?
Well, I think the thumb in the ass is a big one, but I've seen that.
That sounds
not
like
work.
A myth.
I've seen a gay dog.
Yeah, who came up with that?
Let me just show you how this works.
That's a thumb in my ass.
Try a second one.
You better hope.
That's
how
I get him off. Watch.
You better hope you don't get tired of that. I'm still hungry. Yeah, I'll fist your fucking gay dog.
The National Dog Breeders Council claims that this is a myth. Aggressive breeds have been known to fight with two broken legs, so they probably would take little issue biting you with your fingers in its bum. Now you're still bitten, bleeding, and you look ridiculous. You're covered in shit.
Now your thumb's infected.
Yeah. Everyone knows the real way to stop a pit bull is to suck its dick.
Dude, if you put your thumb in my ass, whatever I'm gonna continue doing harder.
Yeah,
encouragement.
Yeah.
I'll hesitate until it's all the way in, but then once it's in, I'm back on.
Yeah, let's go. I mean? Like,
you already crossed that bridge. Yeah, it's already there.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. Yeah, whatever.
Should we do that at Skankfest? We should do fights.
Pitbull fighting?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Thumb in the butt fighting?
Dude, are we going to do combat jiu-jitsu at Skankfest?
I think that might be boring. I think we should do sumo wrestling. I think we should do legit sumo wrestling.
No, I think...
I'm telling you,
no, maybe we'll do sumo wrestling. Maybe we'll do sumo
It would be
wrestling.
More accessible for the people there. It would be more exciting to watch. And I wouldn't run the fucking table on the entire event.
Well, first of all, doggy, I'm back training jiu-jitsu. Second of all, and now I'm giving you a chance at retribution. I think I'll destroy you at sumo.
Whoa.
Are we wearing suits? Shit. Are we wearing suits or just sumo in our underwear?
I think it would be fun either way. This is a discussion for later. They're both fun ideas. Let's just say sumo.
I'm saying right now, we can do sumo and jiu-jitsu. I do want to do an 8 to 16 man jiu-jitsu tournament. I think it'd be so fun in gis.
There's actually probably going to be some nasty motherfuckers there, too.
There'd be nasty motherfuckers.
There'd be dudes that would
Maybe we'll do like divisions. So you do like a white belt that you do.
We're going to lose people on that, though.
Yeah.
People would like the spectacle of a guy getting fucking tossed and folded.
Well, the problem is if there's any black belts, it's not a game. There's no like fucking... There's no.
But there's not going to be any expert sumo guys there except for maybe kind of me a little bit.
Doggy, I'm saying we should... And combat jiu-jitsu is also fun because if you know what combat jiu-jitsu is, it's jiu-jitsu, but you're allowed to smack each other in the face. That's fucking brutal.
Sounds fun now.
Dude, I know, until you get fucking wet.
Until you're on the bottom.
Smack. Oh, yeah, that's a pain in the
fucking ass. Tap.
Yeah.
Just tap on your face over and over again.
Are you going to go to your jiu-jitsu school and say, hey, I have a combat jiu-jitsu event coming up. Can we do slapping while we train
100%,
today?
100%, but I'm only going against girls and kids. You kidding me?
Can you slap before you're tangled up, or do you have to be like on the ground already?
I think you should be able to start slapping.
You could just throw a slap your first shot. Yeah. You don't have to. You don't got to be on the ground.
Legal in sumo.
You set up a fucking takedown with the overhand slap.
Yeah.
That's
a great idea.
All right. I'm in. Let's do it.
I think people, because I'll tell you right now,
I'm going to fight like E. Honda.
Kim and my sister did jiu-jitsu at Skankfest last year, and it was very exciting. People were way in. I thought it might not be exciting either, but I think the karate sucked.
Did it? I thought it was cool. Guys was kicking each other.
It was okay. Not being able to strike to the face.
That's how gay karate is. Dudes are kicking each other, and you're still just like, no.
I think we do jiu-jitsu. Sumo would be fun. More ass slap fights. Maybe actual slap fighting like me and Jeremiah did. Mm-hmm. Where you slap box. You can do shit like that. You just can't box each other. You're not allowed to punch each other in the head.
Mm. Yeah. I also want to do, by the way, can I do weddings? Can I marry people at Skankfest?
100%, dude.
Can we set that up?
Let's do it. Are you ready? You have to get your
ordained minister.
I've done one in Delaware. I'll figure out what it takes to do it in Nevada.
It's not that crazy. I looked into it. I was going to marry Bobby Hutch and his wife in Vegas.
I'll do speed weddings. I'll do one show.
Love it.
We'll do five or six weddings, whatever we can cram. We'll do 10 minutes on each one.
Zach, you want to get married?
I am married.
Damn it.
No, real ones, by the way.
This I was saying real, you fucking asshole. Real gay shit, me and Zach.
You want to renew your vows?
All right. Do you guys have the sports talk segment ready to go?
Oh, no.
Sports talk.
I don't have an intro.
That's fine. That was the other. So we don't talk about sports. We talk about as a juxtaposition to the murder dog story. We talk about a cute dog story instead. Sports talk. It's an homage to my old dog Sport, who died.
But I do have a cute dog story.
Yeah, I know you have a cute dog. I saw the cute dog story, so that's why I figured it might be part of sports talk. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for sports talk. Sports talk with the dudes.
So what happened was an Amazon delivery driver was delivering to this woman's house, and then the dog ran after him, and I'll just play from here.
Let's see.
Black people hate dogs.
Nala Kong.
Her name is Nala.
She's friendly.
She's from the Long Island.
Come here.
Yeah.
She's trying to lick him. Yeah. She's friendly.
There's no proof that that was friendly.
You're right. I don't know if that was a cute story at all, Shannon.
Yeah. Oh, she's a good girl.
Also,
see how it ended.
That's not cute. You know how there's like videos of someone like bathing a rabbit under a faucet, and then like someone will be like, "I'm a veterinarian, and this rabbit is in a paralyzed state of fear." That's what we just watched with a black guy. You think that's cute? You're a white person. That guy's in his flight or flight response right now. His brain thinks he's dying right now. We're seeing a magic trick of some sort. That's not funny. You're cute, dude. Yeah. I'm a black people doctor. I know what I'm talking about.
How do you get him to stop attacking? Is it a thumb in the air?
That's actually a myth. What do you do? Dude.
Throw him a basketball? What is
That's
it?
That's actually a myth, dude.
All right, let's go.
No gay shit.
You need a dog.
Let's go to Does It Live, Does It Die? This is a handcuffed murder suspect.
Does it live or does it die?
Okay, so the cops had been searching for this guy for a while. They finally found him in an abandoned warehouse on the fourth floor. So they have him cuffed and they're escorting him out. This is from across the street through the window. There's no sound.
Tell me they throw him down the steps.
Curb walking him?
No, I think he's going to jump.
Whee!
Oh no.
Yo!
Oh.
And he got hung up on the window.
He scorpioned in midair.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, he turned into a parenthesis.
Oh my God.
That's great.
Whoa.
I mean, I appreciate his effort. Yeah. He did not think that through for more than 1 second.
We don't have the landing though, or does that give
nobody? We have to stop
I think
it.
I think we know
what
the landing.
What would a cartoon do?
he lands on a spike like a Mortal Kombat level.
And he's back to fight the
can
next
we watch,
round.
I'm sorry, can we watch that back 30 times real quick? Do we have time for that?
Dude, the worst part is that he got stuck on the fucking windowsill jumping out with
he
the
didn't. It just
glass.
It paused.
The
he
pigeon
paused.
Spikes went in his eyes.
He didn't get stuck. It just paused there.
Oh, okay. It just paused. Okay. Yay! See you later.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
I mean, he's
no.
about to fucking... First of all, his entire stomach is ripped open
That's
from
what
the
I'm
glass.
Saying. He definitely
yeah.
fell on that.
Like, just even just like when he like hit that, like yeah. that probably punctured his fucking stomach.
Oh,
then
yeah.
he's flipping down. It looks like his head's
about
to fucking.
To hit the he left yeah. all of his teeth in a windowsill.
Holy shit!
He looked
dude.
Like that 9/11 jumper. That
where is
that? When he
was I was just
first
about to say, where is
ground?
The photographer yeah. right now?
If I had to guess, he also was about to kick himself in the back of the head too.
Yeah. Oh, he's folded that guy.
There's more footage, right?
It doesn't go much further than there, but
I think we know why.
I think that this guy is very dead.
They just zambodied yeah. his corpse into the ground.
This is a picture of him prior to being arrested, if you want to see.
He was dead then.
Oh, my God. Dead.
Oh, dude. This,
or he's
this
a vampire
guy,
and can't die.
This guy
die.
Has all the makings of a
chinchilla?
Dude you know who died. Yeah.
Before he hit the ground, did he hold up a wooden sign that said, yikes?
Maybe he lives. I'm going to go for lives now.
His bill spun around.
He looks like he's been through death, so
yeah.
he can take that.
He did make a deal with the devil years ago,
yeah,
so maybe
he
could survive this.
He's probably on a lot of drugs when it happened, so that splitting open of the stomach, alive.
Yeah. What was he holding? Was that a chinchilla?
I think it was a chinchilla.
God, chinchilla,
like a chinchilla.
Weed tapestries in the back. I'm saying this guy has a TBI and works at a supermarket near the people he went to high school with. this is
he
based on personal experience.
I'm going to go lives because maybe he was fucked up and they say that.
That helps.
Oh, yeah.
When you're fucked up, mm-hmm. that ragdoll physics.
Yeah.
He was also handcuffed, though.
But it's the way he fucking fell, though.
It like, doesn't look good.
He looked like he got turned into a question mark.
This is a Pennsylvania guy, if that helps, Tim.
Ah.
Also, he's a meth head.
Yeah, so he's definitely destroyed his body.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept running.
Yeah.
Mm. Let's see. What do we have, Shannon?
So the answer is he died.
He died.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Can we see the end of the video?
It's... I don't think it's going to show you much past.
God damn it.
I'll play it again, though. It
Check
says
on
that he,
chaotic.
He was breathing when the ambulance arrived, but he died shortly after.
Damn.
Okay, so partially
yeah, we know he's breathing here because he's going, woo!
Oh, that's it. They stop it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Shannon, come on.
Go to chaotic.com. You'll find the raw footage.
That's available, Shannon.
Someone in the racist live chat link us real quick.
I guarantee you somebody in the racist live chat.
It was somebody's cousin.
Yeah.
Look, there's Jethro going out the window.
Someone in the racist live chat, send us your aunt's Facebook post about his passing.
He was such a good man.
What happened with the
what do we do with this
the
chinchilla?
YouTube CEO, her son died.
Really?
In his dorm room.
Fentanyl overdose.
Oh, that's great.
Whoa. 19.
That's good.
Sounds like an open and shut case.
Maybe she'll take it easy on the censorship now.
Yeah. Take down my video of interviewing Ian Fidance. Not so tough now, are you?
I think it was Mersh that posted, we've reviewed your submission, and unfortunately your son will remain dead. I don't want to take credit. I think it was Mersh that posted. It was really funny.
I mean, look, you feel bad. You know, obviously, as a father, you go like, "Fuck, that sucks." It's hard to. I understand
but
it.
But as
dude.
A content creator, you go, "Good for her."
But as somebody who fights censorship every single day, it's something that I actually wished for. I was like, you know what? I really wish the CEO of YouTube would deal with the pain that I have to deal with after losing my fourth Legion of Skanks YouTube channel.
Yeah, so she's three kids away from your pain.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So you know what, lady?
Mm-hmm.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah. In this
you just started
instance,
you could just have a new kid with a different name.
Yeah.
Apparently. Oh
in this specific case,
name him wrong.
Chris 2.
Chris 2 official.
Powerful Chris.
Yeah, powerful Chris official.
Make sure you follow Chris 2 clips as well.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking it's sad obviously. Is it? I feel like I'm Is fentanyl that much of a fucking problem? Is it really crazy? Because we know a lot of people who do coke.
Riley
right?
is.
Is it? Are people like regularly dying?
Yeah. So in Philly, and I feel like I always fucking blab on about this, but the real risk that you run in Philly is that you're out partying with people, and maybe there's some other people there that you're not super familiar with, but everyone seems to be having a good time, and someone will say, "Hey, do you guys want to have a really good time?"
Yeah.
And then they'll get you. They'll trap you. they'll get you hooked on fentanyl, and then you just never go home. And then you just live outside, and your arms and legs fall off. You just have bones sticking out of your body.
Well,
just
some people take fentanyl actually to take fentanyl, which is kind of crazy. And then some people accidentally take fentanyl, and it kills them.
Yeah.
They
slip it to you, and it either kills you or hooks you. And
is that what's going on? They're trying to hook people
on
fentanyl?
That's what happened back home.
But even some of the cartel members were saying, like, one of the Sinaloa heads of the Sinaloa cartel said, stop using fucking fentanyl or you die. Because it was killing too many people and putting too much pressure on them.
Yeah, so is that what the game is? When your coke is laced with fentanyl?
You keep killing your customers.
But the coke dealer's trying to get you addicted to their fentanyl-laced cocaine?
Yeah.
I think so.
Or is it contaminated?
Fentanyl's cheaper.
Yeah, but it's such a different high. It is such a massively different high.
And all you need is a little bit.
Yeah.
I've heard multiple. According to Fox News, that it's cartels tainting other cartels' coke. So that people won't buy from them. I've heard others that they're cutting on the same tables.
Oh,
I mean, look,
even if it's on the razor or whatever the fuck you're cutting.
I don't do machete. I don't do coke anymore. And honestly, with as often as you're hearing about
the eye bugs, I can't do I can't do fentanyl anymore.
My eye bugs are hooked up fentanyl.
As often as you hear about that, though, it would make me like, as a dad, to fucking. I'm not saying that I'll never do a drug again, but it really makes me go like what a fucking loser I'd be. If I died with a fucking fentanyl overdose, my kid has that story. Mm-hmm. Like, what a fucking, what an absolute piece of shit.
Oh, especially accidentally. Accidentally is way worse than on purpose, too, by the way.
Of course.
And then you could
it's
never.
Just crazy, dude.
How embarrassing.
Yeah. I remember when I found that coke in my car. I rented from Enterprise, and I found a coke baggie in the glasses thing. I remember just being like, yeah, if my kid, like if I got pulled over with my kid and a cop found it.
It's his. Jason, I need to take the fall on this one.
But my son, like, he was like 10 at the time. There's no way he would ever, like, deep in his heart, until the day he died, he would believe that it was his dad's coke.
Yeah.
There's no story that he would ever, like, if I got arrested for that, like, it's just me being like, no, I swear it wasn't mine. It was in the rental. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And all he has to do is go back to the archive shows and listen to all the times he talked about cocaine. Yeah. My dad said it wasn't his, but listen to what he did at Skankfest 4 years ago.
I think I'm done with drugs. Would you do coke again?
I don't do coke.
Have you ever done coke?
Yes. Yeah. It was probably the coolest feeling ever.
It ruled.
But I was just like, this is not for me.
It rules for literally 1 minute.
Yeah.
When you do it and you feel the first drip, you're like, oh, hell yeah, dude, this rocks. And then you're like, I need more. And I immediately turn into a fucking fiend and like a lunatic.
And then the rest of the night's wasted getting more.
It's terrible. It sucks. The one time I really did coke was the best ever. And I actually helped me never do it again because I was just like, well, it's never going to be that fun. But I was at... I had a Chinese coworker and he invited me to a family birthday party. And so I was at, I found out when I got there, it was for a child. I was at a child's birthday party in a house crammed with Chinese and Vietnamese party
animals. Now, if you
party do animals.
Coke at a Chinese party, you're afraid they're going to put pee-pee in it.
it was pissed on. Well, yeah, I was ripping.
You're the comedian, but we play joke.
I was ripping lines with these Chinese absolute maniacs, and then I rode a motorcycle home.
Amazing.
And I was like, I was talking to Mary Jo. I was like, babe, do people know that about coke? This might be the coolest ever.
She's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
She's like,
you met Ming?
Pretty close, dude.
But I almost have
one letter off.
I have
Sing?
A memory of...
Not really that hard. The Chinese name roulette. Sing me.
Yeah. Wow.
I think I have a memory.
We just went through the alphabet.
Exactly.
Just that Ching. Fast, though.
Chong.
Doing coke at a kid's birthday party.
A Chinese kid's birthday party.
Chinese kid.
Dominican families.
Yeah, I feel like I remember.
Man, how much math got done that day? You learned violin.
And that was fresh too. They just brought that over. One of those Chinese.
Oh my God! It looked like the sand at night in Aladdin.
Yeah, that's fresh.
You know what I mean?
That's real fresh. That's
it almost had like a bluish hue to it.
Ming Ming just shit that out for you to do at the party.
Lewis, I found the rest of the video if you want to see it.
Please, let's see.
Still no audio.
Ready?
Oh, it's the raw video.
Whee!
That's Stone Cold's music.
Oh,
amazing!
My God.
Great! Oh, no. Fantastic!
Oh my God. Yeah, Shannon, if we would have seen the end of the video, we definitely would have known he died.
Well, I wouldn't have showed you the end of it.
Well, wait, go back. At what point does he know he fucked up?
When he hit his head on the windowsill.
I would say when he got caught.
Probably when the cops took his chinchilla out of his hands.
You think the cops just snapped that thing in half when they caught him? They just took him and... Now the chinchilla's a glove.
And when you're a cop, do you have to just...
put it in a bag.
This is why I couldn't be a cop. I couldn't deal with just like... I'd show up and I'd be like, I'm not doing this.
No, you don't have to clean
it. I'm not... But not cleaning, it's even looking at it. Like, I can't look. Like, I'll write a report over here, but I'm not seeing anything.
It's also in fucking Philly, man. They just see crazier shit than that.
That's the cop version.
Whatever.
That's the cop version of when a forklift driver knocks over an entire row of shit. Yeah. On a security camera. Yeah. You're just like, oh man, it probably took forever to clean up. They probably got yelled at pretty bad too.
But one guy was like, sweet, overtime. Yeah. I needed this.
Someone like, he just hangs out. You're in trouble. You were holding his handcuffs.
Oh, someone's like, oh, my kid's getting the fucking switch.
All right, look, we got to wrap this one up. Tim, I'm excited that you came out. You're coming out to, you're doing Live Real Ass Podcast on March 28th, right? I believe. Possibly, maybe.
Yeah, we're doing something. We're doing something. When you're in Philadelphia that weekend.
We're doing some shit. It's gonna be sick.
Yeah. We got something in the works.
I'm fucking pumped. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for watching Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back Wednesday with another great show. Check out Legion of Skanks tomorrow night. Great fucking. The next 5 weeks for Legion of Skanks guests are fucking crazy. It's just banger after banger after banger. So tune in for that, and we'll check you guys later. Thank you very much for subscribing. Good night.
That's all, folks.